With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, good Friday, everyone. Welcome in. It is Dom time. What an honor. And someone right in the thick of it, jobs, 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 is what we're looking at in addition to the health crisis. We have with us the Secretary of Labor, Eugene Scalia, who, of course, is also the son of Supreme Court Justice Scalia, joining us here in Philadelphia. Mr. Secretary, thanks very much for joining us today.
Dom, my pleasure. Good to be with you.
Well, you are the guy with the three words, jobs, 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 as Secretary of Labor on our map. Do you see any silver linings out there, anything that you can tell us in the middle of what is a staggering number? What is it, 3.3 million filing for unemployment insurance?
That's right. We released that number yesterday, Dom, and it was the highest we've ever seen, the number of filings for unemployment. It's important to bear in mind that the filings we're getting right now are very different than unemployment filings we see in other times in our history. This was these filings result from what was really a purposeful government decision, and a purposeful decision by some companies to shut down for a period of time. It doesn't reflect some deep underlying weakness in our economy. Our economy was really just doing so well just weeks ago, and I think the fundamentals to the economy remain good. So, you know, there's no minimizing the hardship that so many Americans are experiencing right now. We do have a health emergency. But for a lot of Americans, it's a job crisis, too. We recognize that here in the administration. And I think Congress recognizes it, too. But I think it is important to bear in mind that this was a result of a purposeful decision, not a deep weakness in the economy. And also, critically, it's short term. This is meant to have people away from one another for long enough to beat the virus, but then it's important to be able to spring back economically. And then finally, the bill that is in Congress today, and we can talk about the details if you have questions about it, but I think this bill is also very good news, not just a silver lining. There's a lot in this bill that's going to be very helpful to individual American men and women and to getting our economy back on its feet once we beat the virus.
Well, we get the direct payment. What can you tell you in there do you think is helpful small business-wise, for example?
Well, the president signed legislation last week that gives paid leave, 2 weeks, for example, for workers who have symptoms, have been diagnosed, need to be out of the workplace. That's paid leave, but it's fully reimbursed to the business. This is for small employers. It's fully reimbursed. So it enables people to get out of the workplace if they're sick, but it recoups that money for the small business. That's good for workers. It's good for small business. And then in the legislation that it should go through the House today, very soon, we hope, there are $350 billion in loans being made available to small businesses to tide them over during this period of time we need to beat the virus. And these loans are meant to help them stay afloat, pay utilities, pay rent or mortgage, but also pay their workers. And provided that they pay their workers, these loans are ultimately forgivable to the company. So it's a way of helping workers by keeping them paid, even if the company is idled for a while. But it's also a way of positioning workers and our small businesses to spring back once we beat the virus. It helps us be poised to get back to this really very strong job market and strong economy we had just weeks ago.
Absolutely. Now, I wouldn't say minimizing in a dismissive sense, but I've seen various people like Mnuchin and others talking about, yes, it may happen that people are getting paid more than they should with the unemployment compensation and all that as a disincentive to go back to work, but those numbers should be insignificant or a lot of people won't do it. What's your sense of what happens with that?
Well, you're talking about the unemployment insurance piece of the bill,
yes.
Dom, which is another important piece. As you mentioned a moment ago, there are direct cash payments to be made to Americans. It's $1,200 per taxpayer. There are certain limits for people who are highly compensated that kick in. And then we've talked about the small business loans and the payroll incentives there. And then third, as you're mentioning, there is additional money for unemployment in circumstances where we're not able to keep people on payroll. The goal there, and it's very unusual, was to make workers whole. Usually unemployment, it varies, but it's about half of what your income was when you were working. But the goal here was to do better than that because we've got so many people being furloughed or laid off through absolutely no fault of their own and through no fault of the company.
Right.
And so it's a $600 plus up a week to what people would ordinarily get. And you're right. There are some people who have said there'd be some circumstances where somebody might stand to get more from unemployment than from working, and they're worried that maybe that would provide some bad incentives. I don't think that's going to be a significant problem for a number of reasons. The first being, to be eligible for unemployment, you can't voluntarily quit. Somebody who says, wow, I would make more being unemployed, I'm going to quit my job, they should not get unemployment.
Mr. Secretary, sorry to interrupt, but there was something in the bill, at least as I understand it, that said if you're something about with the COVID-19, with the Wuhan virus, if it's around that, then you will be compensated. Am I wrong?
You will. If you are laid off for reasons associated with the virus, of course, you're going to be eligible for state unemployment, but you'll also be eligible for this additional
right.
$600 a week. But if you quit voluntarily, say, wow, I'd like to get that unemployment
okay.
insurance, you're not eligible. That's fraud
okay.
on the system. I sent a letter up to some of the senators who were concerned yesterday where I explained how that system works. And remember also, it is a substantial sum, $600 a week, to help people out in this just totally unprecedented time we're in, but it's for only 4 months. So I don't think it's going to make sense for a large number of people to quit their jobs purposefully to go on unemployment for just 4 months.
Okay.
I'm glad
to hear about your letter. One other area I wanted to know what you know or what you can tell us that's critical. We've been talking for a while, the president pivoting to the idea the virus, thank God, has not hit a lot of places. I think he vaguely said the Midwest in one remark yesterday. So the idea is to restart the economy, a soft launch, if you will, not in New York City, in New York, we know that, but in other places. What role does the Labor Department, what would you have in that? Are you involved then with looking and calibrating where it could more, I'll say it this way, more safely start at X date in April?
Well, we've had some discussions about how we prepare to get back to work. I think that's what everybody wants to be able to do. And I think everybody wants to do it quickly. But we know that right now, this moment, we've got to concentrate our efforts on beating the virus, which means social distancing and the like, at least for this next short period of time, as the president's been talking about. But it is important, I think, to be thinking right now about how we get this great country, this great economy going again. Americans don't like being idle. And there are definitely costs, we all know, from not having a vibrant economy. So we need to beat the virus, but we need to be planning to gear up and get back to work. And I think
I just wanted
the
to
president
drill down
very
on,
helpfully has right. gotten that discussion going.
Exactly. But I wanted to drill down on that for listeners, because this is where it will come down to. What is the philosophy, or what is being done to identify? Am I right? We know that not in the near future is New York City, unless you differ, going to be rebounding in the way the president's talking about. I think he said that. I'm talking about this seems to be starting in various areas that are not hard hit. Is that at least the major point of discussion right now?
I think it's enough among the things to be discussed, Dom, as we look at how we reboot. There may be parts of the country that are able to go more quickly, and we're going to want that to happen. But the goal, obviously, is to beat the virus everywhere as aggressively and quickly as we can, because until we do that, we're not going to be able to get the economy where it was just a few weeks ago. And let me just underscore this, too. You asked about silver linings. We had an unprecedentedly strong economy, amazingly vibrant job markets just weeks ago. And that was because we have a president who had the right policies in place to build that job market, that economic energy to help workers. We can take comfort in knowing that he's still there. And President Trump has already proven his ability to support workers by supporting business. And it's good to know he's on the job now, focusing on how to do that going forward.
Well, it's good to know that you're on the job at the Labor Department. So thank you very, very much. We appreciate it coming on today. And anytime there's an update when this pivots the other way, we'd love to have you back.
Tom, thank you for having me. I'd be pleased to join again.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.